Michelle, looky, I got another question. Who I want to ask? How long do you think it takes to get over a breakup? No, I'm asking a general question. How long do you think it takes to get over a breakup? Like your own type of person. Now, what would you say?
Depends on who you are. I knew this big thing. I said that I was upset for like 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
What exactly did she say?
Said that he also said she has not gotten over issue from her last relationship.
So how is that your problem now? How is your last relationship a problem? Didn't she know that she was still having issues with that one before, like, you guys now started dating? So, wait, please, what was now the point of the whole relationship in the first place? How long? 3 months, are we? So, after 3 months, she just hit you up and said this. See, moral of the story, bro, do not waste your time. I think I've told you this thing about, like, my favorite Skepta bar. You just kept on it, obviously. Like, this guy said one line on one of his tracks that resonates with me to this very day. This guy was like a bullet from a gun. It burns when you realize she was never your girl, it was just your turn. I said, oh my god,
just your turn.
Yes, like a bullet from a gun, it burns. Yeah, when you realize she was never your girl, it was just your turn. I said, Jesus Christ, like, you know when someone's mind explodes. I was like, oh my god, this guy's fitting so much facts, which is true, cause bro, like the way relationships are nowadays, you know, everybody's just recycling everybody at this point. We all use goods. Everybody is used goods all in the streets out here. And so many people from the streets they came out from, and to the streets they shall return. Perfect example is my ex, Tuget. I'm not going to say anything about that in the shop, but it's just so sad that, like, it's extremely difficult to find something genuine nowadays, because everybody is just on some bullshit and on some other shit, to be very honest. Like, why would you waste your time, not even your time, why would you waste someone else's time when you know that you're not ready for this, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that, just waste 3 months of somebody's life like that on top of it.
I'm always looking for money.
Money?
Yeah.
Explain.
Like, I'm always looking for money.
Yeah.
Just money. You want, like,
money. Well, true, sure. Yeah, some see relationship as a... Should I say, get
out of jail free
card. Exactly. Or as a get rich quick card, that type of thing. Like, as a short course now, I see one guy we find like this, and unfortunately for the guy, yeah, he now has feelings for you. Obviously, you're going to use him now as a babe. This guy is very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate, for real. Another example, did you hear about this babe, Brittany Renner?
Yeah, that one.
And now she don't trap that one. Trap one NBA player like that for the next 18 years of his life. He has to be paying child support. And after she gave birth, she now made another IG live video. She was now like stepdaddy season.
Yeah, I saw that video.
And let me now bust you. Last week, she now posted another video of her crying. Saying,
yeah, I saw that one.
You saw that one. That she was now playing the victim. Yeah. That you don't know what I go through, Papa. As in, like, bitch, are you mad? Fuck you. I know the one that decided to use people.
Yeah, and it's wicked now. I suppose she, like, she was threatening me.
Here's one thing that pisses me off the most. Okay, so, like, this girl's birthday is literally 3 days before my birthday. So she now uploaded something on her WhatsApp now. So I now replied. It was about birthdays. I can't remember what exactly, but I knew that she knows my birthday. She was now like, nah, your own birthday is next year. I was like, wow, so you still remember? Because, like, after the whole relationship, she has literally never checked up on me or anything. So I'm now like, this one way you actually remember my birthday is busting my head. Because guess what? This year on my birthday, she didn't tell me happy birthday. She gets. I don't know for her. I don't care, actually. But I just know that she knew my birthday. So I'm now like, wow, she remembers. She now say, yeah, this is last month. of the year, and I know it's not this month. I just replied, you know, shit. Because, like I said, my birthday is 3 days after our online. And I'll say, you still remember? She now said, not really. She now said, not really. I'm now like, bitch, our birthdays are literally days apart. She now laughed. She now sent all this laughing emoji. She now said, I know. I'm now like, so why are you not pretending? She now said, I don't want you feeling too special. I said, you don't need to lie to me. I've always known that you remembered. Next thing is like, come and subscribe. Come on, so come so for me now. She's now like, come so for me now. I'm like, fuck. Like, from where? Number one, you don't even say shit to me. Number two, do you get it? I'm still pretending that I don't know when my birthday is. And then, all of a sudden, come so for me. So in my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, why should I? Come and see. Come and see. I say, ah, why should I? See what she replied. Read it.
I asked,
it's fine, no. I asked, why should I? She was not like, because I asked, duh. Two kids. You're asking somebody for something, yeah. And you asked, two kids. I'm like, okay, so I should send you airtime when you basically never even bothered to talk to me or check up on me, or you didn't even tell me happy birthday on my birthday. I'm not like, okay, you did all that. Why the fuck should I send you something? She's not like, because I asked. Duh. It's the duh for me, guys. You get the level of disrespect. I don't even understand. So I'm not like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? Like you said, sense of entitlement. Because, guys, she's fine now. See, number one, she's fine. Number two, she has sugar daddies. That she never does anything, but she can't. Like, she gets money from people just on the fact that she's fine. She knows how to use her fine face and everything. She's not like, because I asked, duh. She after that one, she now tried to undermine me. She now said that it's fine if you don't have to spare. And in my mind, I'm just laughing because I actually have money. You don't. You're asking me for something and then you're now being rude about it. She now said it's fine if you don't have to spare. I said, nah, I do. I'm just like dead ass wondering why I should send. Then I now replied to that her dumb message. I'm not like, this reason that you give, I had to clear. I cleared her like nicely, in such a nice way. I'm like, yo, this duh that you put is some bullshit. I just replied, this is some total bullshit. She's now saying, okay then, since you are wondering, never mind. Like, okay, so like, this is the summary of everything. You need something, ask somebody for something. Yet you're still for me. You're proud and you're forming on top. And then like out of nowhere you just say, you offer, send me money, send me airtime. And then you now, you definitely know that this person never even bothered to check up on you. You're now thinking to yourself, why the fuck should I help you when you don't give two shits about me? She now said, because I asked. Duh. Like, what? Like, how do you, like, bro, I couldn't wrap my head around it, to be very honest. To be very, very honest. Then on that issue, not even, it was on the same day, but like about 10 minutes later, I kid you not, 10 minutes later, there was another one on top. See, I post something for my WhatsApp. She can't see him. And she's now like, guys, send me money now. Like, that's literally how she said it. To get. And I've not spoken to this one since. God knows when. She's just out of the blues, out of nowhere. Guys, send me money now. I said, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Bro, like, those two different conversations were 10 minutes apart. To get. From two different people. Guys, come and send me money. I'm like, what? Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Like, what do you take me for? Guy, bro, it has gotten so bad. Do you know who I blame for this shit? Simps. I blame simps. I blame simps everywhere. No, we as men, like, we as the male species, we fucked up. We don't fuck up. Sometimes the best thing you can do as a guy is just put the babe in a place to get. You won't just be doing yourself a good service, you'll be doing humanity a whole fucking service to get. And bro, another reason why I don't fuck with relationships again is because now everything is basically transactional. You know what that means? It's prostitution at this point.
Like, if women always go for guys that have money, and guys always go for pocket girls that they can afford.
Yeah.
So why is it not just called prostitution?
Guys,
like,
prostitution.
Why is it not just prostitution? See, like,
let me post you. That prostitution ish guy, once I entered Babco, bro, by my second semester of university, I already knew, because that's what they were doing in that school now. Do you get? I still remember one time, oh my god, first semester, 100 level. Okay, so at night, it was myself, my guy, and this other babe. We're all coursemates, we're doing the same course. So we're now walking back to our hostel from class because we had tutorial that night, sure. So while we're now walking, this babe's friend here, she now saw her. She now runs to where we were. She now called her. What was her name again? I can't remember. She was now like, yo, babe, Alpha, come. You see that guy? She now pointed over to one guy. See that guy there? This guy is bloody rich. He has bastard money and he wants to talk to you. Bro, this girl, she not hesitate. She left us. She left me and this my guy. She went to talk. So me and my guy, we just looked each other in the eye. Guy, we just shrugged. We just shook our heads and then we kept on. Like, she just came. She not even say hi to us. She was like, what's her name again? Oh fuck, Lydia. Yes, Lydia. She was like, Lydia, Alpha, see that guy? He has bastard money and wants to talk to you. Lydia said, no, she don't waste time. Whoosh, jackpot, ASAP. And me and my guy were just left staring at each other, like, really, bro? Wow. So it was basically like at that period, second semester of university, I got to realize that, yo, all this relationship in quotes is low level prostitution. I said it back then, I'm still gonna say it now. So like, for something like for a young me to notice back then, now this whole shit is rampant. It's everywhere. Like, it's everywhere. Like, there is nowhere you go that you won't see it. And now, bitches fall for your boys now because of their money now. Bro, I can't even count how many female friends I have that runs girls. Like, so many. So many. Like, it's extremely disappointing at this point. So many. From school, from even church, now the church ones we was past. You gonna see them during praise and worship. They're gonna pray, cry, hands to the sky, everything, sing all the songs A to Z. But I still know your gist outside. But I still know your story outside. So all these ones that you're doing, like, what's now the point? And later, people now ask me why I don't like going to church anymore. Because there are hypocrites everywhere. I'll be like, sorry, not sorry. Fuck it, I'm not even sorry for jack shit. I stopped going for, like, almost a year intentionally. And then, like, when I now went back, lo and behold, it's still the same shit. And it's actually even worse because I met two of my old friends that I used to talk to back then. And now those two, they're even worse at this point. So I'm now like, okay, number one, this whole relationship, you don't bust because nothing is real again. Number two, religion, it's fake. Everybody, they act Africa drama for everybody. So like, in the grand scheme of things, what's now the actual point? And then I now keep thinking about you, your own situation too. Like, bro, what is paining me the most is that you wasted 3 months of your life. You know shit. You didn't waste it like that, okay, no, but what was now the whole point? what was the point of that, of all that in the first place? Why would you just go and disturb somebody's son when you know that you still have mental issues that you've not gotten over? On top of the person that break your heart, finish. Okay, no, take time out to yourself, like, just try and, like, heal or something. But then, said less than a month, Abby. Less than a month. After that, her relationship ended. That was when you guys. So in less than a month, she now carried another boyfriend. She had not gotten over her ex, you. And then in less than a month, she now started dating you. And then 3 months later, she's now like, "Yeah, I don't think this shit is working out." Why? What was now the point? Like, I need you to explain. And how are you even coping? Because last, you never get smashed in the first place. So what the fuck were you doing? Top say she did school. Guy, show me that. See, even if she was around, nothing would have happened. To be very honest. Yes. And she's still in school, yeah? Or maybe she has someone else in school. That was also another possibility, but just don't even wrap your head around it too much. Just know that from now on, from this day forth, You shall simp no longer. Obviously, nobody's simping out here, but it's actually really extremely fucking sad that this is what like it has come to in this whole society, whereby bitches trade their body for money and niggas trade money for pussy. And what do you call that? It's fucking prostitution, bro. So most of you people, we think say on a day in a healthy, happy relationship, or more, check yourself again, or just check. Not like I'm saying anything, sha, but just shine your eye. I mean, I don't go talk past that one. He who has ears, let them what? Let them hear. So good.